So I have become sort of famous for this katha. Jaipataka Maharaj heard from one of his disciples how in Panama I once did a 90-minute katha on this song, and one of his disciples told him about this, and then the next time he saw me, he said, "I heard that you did this katha," and it was nice to get his approval. So this is, Prabhupada has sung this song many, many times. There are 4 or 5 recordings of this song, and he has given purports to this song. It's also my favorite bhajan. And what we do is we do it one line at a time, then I explain it. We go to the next line, I explain it. I first learned this technique back in 1978 or 79, when the then Achyutananda Swami had just returned from years of preaching in India, and he arrived in New York, and he gave a Sunday feast lecture on this in that style, where he would sing and then explain. And that's where I got the idea from. Bhajahure mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Bhaja. Bhajahure mana Srinandanandana Bolo Bhajahure Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody has to sing. Mara. Hare Ball. All right, very good. So far, so good. Very good. So, Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. The author of this song is speaking to his mind. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita that the mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. If the mind is under control, then it acts as your friend. But if the mind is not controlled, then your mind is your own worst enemy. And regardless of the yoga, because there is karma yoga, kriya yoga, raja yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, which is the topmost. And why do I say it's the topmost? Krishna says it's the topmost. At the end of chapter 6, Krishna says, Yoginam api sarvesham madgitain antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mata. Krishna says, in my opinion, the bhakti yogi is the best of all the yogis. So, but regardless of the yoga, you may choose any yoga. They all have one thing in common: controlling the mind and the senses. That, if there's no sense and mind control, you're not doing yoga. You're doing bhoga. You may give it a fancy name, like where I come from, Hollyweird. They've got so many yoga studios, but they do not teach sense control. In fact, because it's a business of cheaters and the cheated, people are performing yoga in order to enjoy better sex life, better sense gratification. That's not yoga. That's bhoga. Yoga means sense control. So, the author of this song, his name is Govinda Das. Govinda is a name of who? All right, Madhav. Good boy. Govinda, name of Krishna, which means he gives pleasure to the cows, to the land of Vrindavan, and to the transcendental or purified senses. That's Govinda. Everyone say?
Govinda.
Hey, that was good. Right on the money. I like when the kids sit up front. Kids, when I'm here, you always sit up front with me, okay? Because I feel protected when you're here. You protect me from Maya. But you have to chant, okay? I'm watching you. Make sure you chant. Really? Well, you're going to chant during this program. No? Yeah, same chant, same thing. So, good. Thank you for coming up front. So, all the yogas have this same thread, sense and mind control. So, the author is talking to his mind as if it's a separate person. And he's saying, my dear mind, let us cooperate together. We have to work together. We shouldn't fight. We should work together. Same way in the temple. We should all be working together. There should be no quarrel, no dispute. Somehow or other, we have to learn how to cooperate with each other. Then we will have a very nice temple. So always keep that in mind. My mentality should be, how can I cooperate? How can I be submissive and surrendered? How can I cooperate? Prabhupada used to tell us, go back to your spot. Besides, I'll look at you more than him, because to look at him, I gotta go. So you're perfect. There's nothing on the screen except the words. You're not gonna see yourself. Oh, you weren't here last night. Yeah, you saw the kids. I'm not doing that today. Today I'm serious mood. I'm in a Prabhupada mood. Sit properly. So, he's saying to his mind, let us work together, because there is this person, please repeat, Sri Nanda Nandana. Now, Nandana means son, somebody's son. So this is Nanda's son. So Nanda's son is who? Krishna. Madhav. All right. So Nanda's son is Krishna, and Sri indicates that his consort is the goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune is known as Sri or Lakshmi. Yes. But Sri. So Krishna's consort, just like Krishna's name. Hey, what is your name? What's your name? So that's another name for Krishna. Means the husband of the goddess of fortune. So that applies to Krishna. Krishna's goddess of fortune. Who is Krishna's goddess of fortune known as? No. Radharani. She is called Sarva Lakshmi. Meaning, all the other Lakshmis come from her. So you can understand how powerful is Srimati Radharani. Because there's a very nice verse. On Radhashtami, whenever I give a Radhashtami talk, I always discuss this one verse found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually from the Puranas. It's four lines describing the position of Radha Thakurani. That's how she's described. Sri Radha Thakurani. So one of those names, Sarvakanti, Sarvalakshmi, Sammohini, Krishnamayi, she has many names which describes her unique topmost position. So here he says, my dear, and he's talking mana, mind. This song is in Bengali. Bhaja, let us be engaged in the service. Usually people use the word bhaj as worship. But actually, the best translation of the word bhaj is to render service, which is more than worship. To render service means you are surrendered. So, bhajahure mana srinandanandana, my dear mind, let us cooperate and work and serve this person known as Krishna. Now he says, why? Abhaya. Abhaya charanada vindare. Because when you are situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, you become abhay. Bhai means fearful. There are conditions in material existence. One of those conditions of material existence, fear. Right now, there is one country who is very much in fear. They're known as Japan. Because at any moment, there could be even bigger catastrophe with that nuclear reactor. They are this close from catastrophe. So they are very much experiencing this factor of material existence, fear. But Govinda Das is telling his mind, but if we render service to Krishna, then we become fearless. And earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, yes, I was reading the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is the instructions of the Navayogindras. There is an incarnation of Krishna known as Rishabhdev. How many of you have heard of Rishabhdev? So he had 100 sons headed by Bharat, famous Bharat, who achieved self-realization in 3 lifetimes. So Rishabhdev had 9 sons who were sannyasi preachers known as Navayogindras. And they once visited King Nimi. And King Nimi asked them spiritual questions. And each one of them took a turn answering a different question. So the first question dealt with fear. How to become fearless? Same answer. You render service to Krishna, you become fearless. That's the key. You want to become fearless, render service to Krishna. And service begins with the tongue. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hi Jiva Dao Swayameva Spuratya Daha. Your service begins with the tongue. The tongue wants to do 2 things. Talk and taste. Yes, hey, these kids are sharp. Yes, it wants to taste. So your self-realization begins with your tongue. You talk about Krishna, you chant Krishna, describe Krishna, praise Krishna, and then when you get tired, take prasad. Just by using the tongue, you become fearless. Just by using the tongue. So Govinda Das, first part of this song, says that let us engage. That's why I explained bhaja, not worship. Let us serve Sri Nandanandana. Who's that? Govinda? Okay, good. Or what's another name for Govinda? Your name? Yes, not that we're going to serve you, but we're going to serve the original Madhav, your Madhav Das. We can serve you too, that's all right. Yeah, you're also Madhava Dasa. Yeah, you are too. All right, so let's go to the next line. We'll argue about this later. Durlabha manava janama satsangi taraha e bhava sindhure. Durlabha. Durlabha manava janama satsangi. Taroha e bhava sindhure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. So, Durlabha Manava Janama. This is very significant line. Durlabha. Something is very rarely gotten. Some things in this world you easily get. Disease, trouble, heartache, taxes, stress, old age. Yes, but you got a while for that. Don't worry. So, some things are very rarely gotten. And what is that? Manava Janma, human birth. According to Vedas, there are 8,400,000 different kinds of births. Only 400,000 are human. The 8 million other are lower. Animals, aquatics, birds, trees, insects. So, reptiles. These are the 8 million. So, only 400,000. So, it's a small percentage. And you get this human life after so many births and deaths. It is in the Vedic culture that you have this concept of reincarnation. 99% of the other religions in the world do not accept this principle of reincarnation. I think only the Buddhists are the only other ones. Everybody else does not accept this principle. But it is a fundamental principle of the Vedas, reincarnation, samsara. The cycle of repeated birth and death. To get human form is very rarely gotten. And you can lose it very quickly. So therefore it's precious. So therefore we should value this human form of life. We should not spoil it. We should very much take special care in this human form of life. Not spoil it. Therefore, human life means responsibility. Human life means to become serious. That's what human life means, to become serious. Then he says, satsange. The prime function of the human form of life is what you're doing right now. Satsange. Association with devotees. The other night, I was telling that it's all right to get a good job, to have a nice house, nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you cannot neglect this principle, satsange. If you do not have association of devotees, then you are spoiling your human life. You're wasting it. Human life is so precious. And here Govindadas is saying, your main business is satsange, association with devotees. A devotee is someone who accepts that God is the Supreme Person and that life is meant for serving Him, as was mentioned in the first line. Bhaja, render service to God, Krishna. A devotee is someone whose priority in life is, I must worship God in the association of devotees, satsanga. And according to Kapildev, another incarnation of Krishna, he says this association with devotees is very, very powerful. Some of you during the week have confirmed that with me. Some of you, even today, someone was telling me that, yes, this week we have had so much association and they're appreciating how powerful is this association. So please, I beg you, keep this association going. Those of you who are organizing these Bhakti Viksha programs, you are going to get unlimited blessings from Lord Chaitanya. Because this is so important. These Bhakti Viksha programs, associating with devotees in small groups, large groups, this is very, very fundamental for your spiritual advancement. Never stop associating with devotees under any circumstance. You must associate with your devotees if you want to achieve the fulfillment of the human form of life. Last line of this verse. Taraha e bhava sindure. This is the same meaning of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7, verse 14, a verse every one of us should memorize. Mark that down. Take notes. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 14. Everyone should know that verse as well as they know their address. It is one of the most fundamental verses in the Bhagavad Gita. This line says the same thing. In that verse of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the material energy, insurmountable. It's too difficult to conquer over. Therefore, Krishna says, the only way to conquer over the insurmountable material energy, surrender to Him. There's no other option. On this point, we are dogmatic. Yes. Krishna does not give another option. The only way to conquer the insurmountable material energy is to surrender. Here the song is saying, Taraha e bhava sindure. Bhava sindure. Material existence is like an ocean. There was a movie, famous movie several years ago, Titanic. Maybe some of you saw that movie. So when the Titanic sunk, there were hundreds of people floating in the shivering, icy, cold water. And they were hanging on for dear life on broken pieces of the boat. And the hero of the story, he's with his consort and he's shivering in the water and he's given the place of the boat to his lover so that she can live and he dies saving. And there's a scene in the movie where you see hundreds of people in the cold night water waiting for the rescue. Most of them died. Very few people made it through the night. That scene will forever be embedded in my mind. This is material existence. Everyone in this material world is like those people in the ocean. Freezing cold, winter. Freezing cold. They died. Most of them died. Waiting for the rescue. But Krishna says, I am your only rescue. There is no other rescue in this material world. Krishna says, I am. Taraha ebhava. So the author is saying that if you associate with devotees, and association with devotees means hearing and chanting about Krishna, then you can cross this ocean of material existence. Then you'll be delivered. Then you'll be saved. There's no other way. And that's what Krishna says in that verse. Daivi esha gunamai mamamaya duratyaya mam eva ye prapajyante mayam etam tarantite. And in Bengali, taraha e bhava sindure. That's verse number one. Do you like it so far? Are you learning anything? No? If you're not learning anything, what can I do? We'll do songs later. But learn. Learn what you can. Verse number two. There's only 64 verses. No, I'm only kidding. There's only four verses.
Shita atapa bata parishana edina jamini jagire. Shita. Bifale sevenu kripana durajana.
Pay attention.
Bifale sevenu kripana durajana. Chapala sukalaba lagire.
What happened? You gotta play.
Chapala sukalaba lagire.
All right, all the kids sing with me.
Hare Krishna.
Come on, kids.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare.
There's no camera. No camera. So, in this second verse, Govinda Das talks about the dualities. Last night, I was asked, how do we cross over or transcend the dualities? So here are the dualities. Let's first offer our obeisances to the deities. Sri Sri Gaurani Chai Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gopal Ji Ki Jai. Prahlad Nisringa ki jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So where'd the two mottos go? They deserted the Titanic? All right. Anyway, yeah, but you stay with me. All right. So, Shita Atapa. These are the dualities of this material world. Heat and cold, good and bad, man, woman, right, wrong, day and night, So many dualities in this material world. And the dualities of the material world have different qualitative features, just like pleasure and pain. You like pleasure, you don't like pain. There are two opposite characteristics, feelings. One is pleasing. Jai. Sri Sri Ra, who has brought? Where are they from? They're yours? Jai. Let us offer our respects to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Bhagavan ki. Jai. Very auspicious. Thank you for bringing. Very nice. Wow. Again, you prove. Oh, by the way, I'm amazed at how you know this song. That's another feather in your cap. Once again, you prove you're the best. Very nice that you know this song. And you can sing with gusto. I like that. So, in this material world, we have to tolerate so many dualities. And very rarely do we have a pleasing situation. It gets too hot in the summer. It gets too cold in the winter. But we have to, and Krishna says, Tams Tatikshasva, New Jersey, you have no other recourse but to tolerate. We try to make an adjustment, but Krishna and the material energy push the envelope more and more. Just like it never fails to amaze me. Sometimes we've seen in history, for instance, there'll be some disease. And then the scientists come up with a medicine. And then Krishna says, okay, here's a new one. Then there's a new disease. And then the scientists struggle with a cure. Okay, here's another one. There's no question of getting rid of disease. You may solve one. Don't worry. A new one's coming right afterwards. So, sit. Yeah, you lost your spot. Sorry. Sit. Have a seat. Relax. No, you sit over there. There is no screen. How many times I got to say? What does he want? The camera, there's nothing showing. I don't know what he's looking at. There's no camera. Well, there isn't. So, material nature is working under Krishna's direction. So even you cure all the diseases today, by tomorrow morning there'll be a new crop. Otherwise, there'll be no doctors in business. Krishna has to keep the doctors and the scientists in business, so he keeps the diseases. Just think about it. If we got rid of all the diseases, then we wouldn't need doctors. Then what would the doctors would they, what? There's nobody sick anymore? What are we going to do? Yeah. So this world is a world of somebody's misery is somebody's profit. That's how this material world works. Bifale sevinu kripana dura jana. Chapala sukha labha lagire. That why are we tolerating all these miseries? And why do we have to serve wicked and miserly men? Just like, if I hope she won't mind, but Ute, you understand this, right? The job you were telling me. You're surrounded by wicked and miserly people, am I right? Yes. She has very harsh understanding of this line, right? You've been telling me all week how all these people, you have to tolerate these stupid people. I hope they're not watching on the internet. I don't want to get you fired. But let's see. Now, none of them are online. David is online. Radha Krishna Das is online. And the others are from out of the country, so you're okay. So, in the material, I know before I was a devotee, when I was trying to make it in the music industry, You had to deal with some of the lowest creatures on the planet, and like a step above a cockroach. Some of these people were just crazy, obnoxious, sinful people. And my son-in-law, he has lots of experience. He's done many things in his life. And he also was a bodyguard, and he was in the entertainment industry. And he also told me so many wretched, sinful, deceitful kinds of people you have to deal with. So that's the nature of this material world. You have to serve wicked and miserly men. What for? Chappala sukha. Material happiness is chappala sukha. Chappal, not chappals, not the shoes. But chappala sukha, meaning flickering. There is, just like you know, if you ever try to do RT outside, and you're trying to light the ghee lamp. I know in Los Angeles, we do lots of yajnas outside. So the priest is trying to get the fire going. Match after each match, the wind comes. So he goes through pack after pack, trying to get, because the wind is so powerful. So a flame has to, can be nice and bright in a windless place. So when there's wind, then the flame is, and it goes out. So chappala sukha, material happiness is chappala sukha, flickering. You get a little bit of happiness and then it goes away. Doesn't matter which one it is. Whatever material pleasure you're trying to attain, it's limited and temporary. This is what Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, and he should know. Krishna knows because he created it that way. Krishna set up this whole matrix called the material world. He knows exactly how it's designed. For instance, when you buy a computer or you buy a fancy electronic instrument, there's always a owner's manual which teaches you how to use the product properly. The manufacturer knows everything about its equipment, or a car. You buy a car, it comes with an owner's manual, right? The manufacturer knows exactly how the thing was made and how it works. This material world, Krishna says, I am the creator. I am the one who set this whole thing up. And Krishna says, and by the way, Dukalayam Ashasvatam. It's a temporary place of suffering. That's the material world. These are the cold, hard facts of material existence. It's a temporary place of suffering. What for? We're trying to enjoy some flickering happiness. So this is Govinda Das's analysis of this material world. He doesn't have a good opinion of this material world. And he continues in verse number 3. Edana yobana putra parijana iteki ache para titi re. Edana yobana putra parijana iteki ache para titi re. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala. Bajahu hari pada niti re. Now, are you ready, kids? You're going to chant with me? We're going to do Hare Krishna together. One, two. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chant. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Good. Hare. Attaboy, Madhav. Attaboy, Madhav. All the big kids. So here, Govinda Das talks about the fallible soldiers. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Shukadeva Goswami begins to answer the questions of Maharaj Parikshit, he describes the fallible soldiers, Dhana, Yovana, Putra, Parijana. That in material life, people are thinking that I can overcome the miseries of material existence with money, with wealth. Therefore, they work very, very hard because they know how harsh this world is, and they think, but if I have lots of money, then I can overcome anything. Just like, it's sad to say, but in America, if you don't have money, no justice. That's right. Case after case, it has been shown. If you don't have a clever lawyer, and you think the lawyer is going to work what is called pro bono, meaning for free? No. The lawyer works, pay the meter. Yeah, some of these lawyers, just to pick up the phone, it's $400 a half hour conversation. Yeah. And I'm barely getting a few dollars doing preaching. I'm in the wrong business. Lawyers are also talking. But that's all right. This is the best business. So people think the solution to all problems, money. Oh, we have some problem, pay the guy off, whatever he wants. That's America. America is the best democracy money can buy. Yes, it's unfortunate. That's what has happened. Money. Prabhupada even said, money, money. Money, 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 sweeter than honey. That's material existence. Beg, borrow, steal, but get that money. So some people think, all right, I have my bank balance, I'm protected. Yovana, my youth. But that is very poor decision. Because that youth is dwindling day by day. You look in the mirror one day, oh, look, I'm so handsome. So young, I have nice mustache. And the girls like me, I got my muscles. Then before you know it, what? Gray hair? What? I'm going bald? One day I woke up, I had no teeth. Did you know that? 2 years ago, I had no teeth. My wife used to always get on my case, Prabhu, you don't go into to see the dentist, one day you're going to be talking like this. And shit came true. One day I had to get all, I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, there's nothing we can do with your teeth, you have to get them all removed. Yeah, oh my God, that's exactly what I said. So for two years I was preaching without any teeth. But my preaching went on. And they could still hear me. But somehow or other, I would give a lecture sometimes and people would say, what? You don't have any teeth? I go, no. But we understood everything you said. I know, Krishna's amazing. One time I had to call the credit card company because somebody had put wrong charges. So after the conversation, I told the lady, you know, I don't have any teeth. She goes, wow. You speak better than most people who have teeth. So it's true. One day you'll wake up, you'll have no hair, then there'll be more and more wrinkles. And like when I had my grandson was living with me the first 5 years of his life. And I was seeing as he was growing how much energy he had. And I couldn't keep up with a five-year-old kid. Where does he get all this? And I'd go, I couldn't keep up. That's when you realize you're getting old. So youth, to think that your youth will save you, that is foolishness. Because that youth is going moment by moment by moment. I remember, how old are you? 10. I remember when I was 10. Seems like that was yesterday. Now I'm 61. It's scary how quickly the life goes. Like that. Yeah, you may think, what is he talking about? No time machine, that's fairy tale. There's no such fairy tale. Oh, how did I get these? That's called Krishna's miracle. It's called dental implants. Yes, it's a miracle that he has any brains. I agree. Edana Yobana Putra. Or you may think, I may be getting old, but I have my family, my sons, my daughters, and they will take care of me when I get old. They will save me. Or Parijana, I have my relatives or my society. Or some people think, we don't have to worry. We belong to the United States of demons. I mean America. We belong. That's what they are. That's another class. I won't do that now. Next year. Huh? Yes, it's going to happen before you know it. Click. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, these are all fallible soldiers. Because at the time of death, none of these things will save you. You may be the richest man. You may have all the money. But when Yamaraj comes knocking, you can't make a bribe with Yamaraj. You cannot make a deal. Okay, Yamaraj, let's make a deal. Yamaraj is not interested in your greenback dollar, which is now being devalued more and more and more and more and more. You cannot bargain with Yamaraj. Nothing you can bargain with. And none of your family members, or you may be, you know, this great bodybuilder, but eventually you will have to give up this body. Nothing in the material world. They're all fallible soldiers. You think these things will protect you, but they won't. The only thing that will protect you at the crucial moment of death is your Krishna bhakti. That is the only thing. There, and then he says, here's the line. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. That, imagine there's this drop of water on the lotus leaf. And the problem is, the drop of water on this lotus leaf does not stay in one place. It goes zoo-doo and then falls. When I went to Vrindavan in 1988, I said, I'm going to test this out. I was walking down the road, and I saw a lotus petal. So I had sung this song so many times. So I said, let me see if this is true. So I dunked the lotus leaf in the water. And sure enough, when it popped up, there were a few drops. And sure enough, they fell off. And I said, see, that song said it. It's the absolute truth. I seen it with my own eyes. Kamala dala jala. Our life, our existence, is just like a drop of water on the lotus leaf. At any moment, finish. When 2001, what day that was, I think it was a Tuesday, I'm not sure. Was Tuesday. My daughter woke me up. Pitta, turn on the television immediately. So I got out of bed. And I turned on the TV just as the second plane was entering that other twin tower. And I saw it as it entered and I went, and that's the verse I remembered. Kamala, and then the plane entered and then within a few moments, You saw how the building collapsed like dominoes. I saw it live. And I was thinking of this verse. Kamala, at any moment, could all come crashing down. Where I live in California, at any moment, we can have big earthquake. You don't get that here, do you? That's a good reason for me to move here. But in California, and I was 2 years ago, I was in Chile. They had that big, big earthquake the day before Gorponim. It came at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was sleeping, and all of a sudden, it felt like a train was running through the room. And it knocked me out of bed. I sat down, and I started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. But the earthquake keep coming. Usually in California, they go for maybe 10, 15 seconds, and they stop. This one didn't stop. It felt like I chanted 16 rounds. That clock, it just kept going. And I was staying with one Cindy family, and I could hear in the next room, the lady, Sakshi, she was also chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And I was chanting, Hare Krishna, and just waiting for that earthquake to stop. How many of you have been in earthquakes? So, you know, if you've been in an earthquake, your senses are so hyper that even the earthquake has stopped. Any little sound, Hare Krishna. Right? Right? You hear a little squeak, Hare Krishna. And so for the whole week, even I'm brushing my teeth, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because you're just freaked out because you're expecting at any moment another one to come because there's always aftershocks. So having an earthquake is a good wake-up call because it reminds you at any moment it could be all finished. And right now, that should be the song playing on Japanese radio. They should be playing this song. And unfortunately, they don't understand Bengali. But they should have it in Japanese language. They should be singing this song. Because at any moment, that nuclear reactor could devastate that whole country. And it could affect other places as well. So that is the position of this material world. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana, at any moment, your whole life could go tumbling down, finish. You've probably seen on the TV after the earthquake and the tsunami, they showed whole villages, nothing. Their whole life is now one big scrap heap. Right? And then you see the pictures of the people. They're looking to see if there's anything left. Any photo or something to remind them that they even had a life. But sometimes, you know, there was nothing left. Complete devastation. So this line by Govinda Das is so true. Kamala Dala Jala, our life is on a tilting, tottering platform. Therefore, he says, Bhaja hu hari pad nitire. Therefore, after understanding everything I've said in the song, Govinda Das says, my conclusion, Bhaja Hari Pad. Because he's been pretty negative. Some of you might be thinking, boy, he's real negative today. I liked him the other days. He was upbeat. And why today he's negative? Well, sometimes you got to give two sides of the coin. Don't worry, tomorrow and Sunday I'll be upbeat. But today is laying down the law. Sit properly. So his conclusion is, no, it's not just negative. There is a positive solution. That positive solution, Bhaja Haripad, the lotus feet of Hari, who takes away all miseries. And again, Bhaja. Bhaja means be engaged in the service, not just worship. Worship is only one part of service. Service means you hear, chant, remember, pray, serve, worship, befriend, and ultimately give your very heart and soul to this Hari or Krishna or Govinda or Madhav. So now we come to the final verse.
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Padasivana Dasyare Shravana. Pujana Saki Jana Atmani Vedana.
Hari Bol. Sing.
Govinda Dasabi Lashare.
Govinda. Thank you.
Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana.
Hari Bol. Chant.
Apadas Govinda Dasabi Lashare.
Bolo.
Govinda.
All right, kids, chant.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Hare Hare. One more.
Hare Ram.
Hare Rama.
Rama.
All the adults. So he offers 9 different ways to bhaja or serve this Krishna Govinda Hari. First one you're doing now, hearing. This is service. Always remember that. This is service. The first item of devotional service is to hear. That's why we have these programs. That's why you should come. To hear, to learn something, to get inspired. Then the next item, kirtan, chant. So let's all chant. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So you hear, you chant, you hear, you chant, more and more and more. You come to the stage of remembering. People have been asking me, Prabhu, how do you know all this stuff? How do you remember? I say it's simple. Do lots of hearing and chanting, you'll remember. There are no other techniques. The technique is you just do more and more hearing and chanting. That's how you'll remember. I spend 3-4 hours, if not more, every day hearing and chanting. I chant japa, I'm reading Prabhupada's books, 3, 4, 5 hours every day without fail. I have to do that in order to do my service. It's not easy preaching to Indians. I have to really study to be able to preach. So I spend that much time every day so that I am ready to do these programs at a moment's notice. Then another item, vandana, offering prayers. There are many, many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many beautiful prayers. Kunti's prayers, Dhruva's prayers, Prahlad's prayers, Lord Shiva's prayers. In the 10th canto, prayers of the Nagapatnis, Rukmini's prayers. There's so many nice prayers in the Bhagavatam. Then Padasevana, worshipping Krishna's lotus feet. Then Dasya, rendering any kind of service. Any service to assist Krishna and his devotees. Then Pujana, deity worship. I see in many of the homes that I visited this week, you have very, very nice deity worship in your homes. That's very good. Exemplary. Some of you have very high standards. That's excellent. Then Saki Jana Atma Nivedana. That's the Raganuga platform. Pada se, Saki Jana, friendship. You come to that stage that you've done so much service that now you have become a friend of Krishna. And then the ultimate stage, Atma Nivedana, where you've surrendered everything. You have given everything. Govinda Das Abhilash. This is his desire. There is no question of becoming desireless. If you want to become desireless, then become a stone. But as long as you're a human being, you will have desire. So the question is not a desire, but what you desire. Just like when I first started my preaching, long time ago, one follower of Satya Sai Baba, he wanted to see if he could catch me. So he said, Prabhu, is money good or evil? So he thought he was going to catch me. And I could see him coming a mile away. When you study Prabhupada's books, you know where people are coming from. You can smell them out. Oh, that kind of guy. So I said, neither. It's neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it that determines. If you use your money to serve God, be a gajillionaire. But if you're using money for your sense gratification, better you be a pauper. Because that money is your subway token to hell. So you have to use... Oh, nice haircut. Very good. I was wondering. Look nice. Now you have to get one of these. So, money is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. Same way. Is your job good or bad? Is your job allowing you to hear and chant? Is your job allowing you to worship the deity at home? Is your job allowing you to come to the temple and associate bhakti vriksha? Then you have a good job. But if your job is working 20 hours a day and you have no time for japa and no time for associating with devotees, you got the wrong job. We have an expression, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. So in the same way, all work and no japa means maya. So there has to be time for hearing and chanting. There should not be this excuse, Prabhu, I'm so busy, I don't have time to chant. No, you make time. You have time to eat, you have time to sleep, you have time to watch the cricket match. Then you have time to do japa. You have to find the time to hear and chant. And this bhakti vriksha program is vital for your spiritual life. All right, are there any questions? Good. Oh, yes, my friend. Well, whoever is organizing, the leader, everything begins from the leader. So the leader should always be thinking how to keep it fresh and new. That's the leader's job. The person himself, he should become what we call self-starter. In other words, in the beginning, you're taking your cues from others. But if you progress a little bit, you become a self-starter. And that is, you start to read on your own, and you become yourself able to enliven yourself. In the beginning, you need others to enliven you. But as you progress, you should come to the stage where even if no one else is there, you can become enlivened just by hearing and chanting yourself. That's what I do. I don't depend on anyone to enliven me. I know what I have to do to become enlivened. What I was mentioning is today to someone. The trick is quality time. Spend quality time with your bead bag and Prabhupada's books every day, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours. But every day there should be quality time with your japa bag and with Prabhupada's books. That will keep you refreshed. Even when I was working a regular job, I still was chanting, I still was reading, I was preaching on the weekends, and when I got the chance, I would replenish myself by reading, like what I find for me, the book that really enlivens me, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Find those books, like for some people it's Bhagavad Gita. Find that book that you have a special taste for and get yourself motivated, enliven yourself. Then you can enliven others because you have become enlivened. The leaders should be taxing their brains how to keep each program fresh, new, and alive. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm like today, I said to myself, I got to do something that will keep it fresh and new. Did you like today's kata? So now, as soon as this is over, I'm thinking about tomorrow. While I'm with you tomorrow, we'll be having so many talks, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow night? And then after tomorrow night, what am I going to be doing Sunday night? My mind is constantly thinking, after one, what's the next one? There's no vacation. I'm always thinking, what's the next one? Always preparing, always keeping myself enlivened. Is that all right? Good. You have more. I do too. That's my point. Make time. In other words, there's only so much you can do on the material plane. There's only so much you can do. Balance. All right. You have to go to work? Good. You have to pay the bills? Like I have to write all the bills. That's my job at home. I pay all the bills. I'm the bookkeeper at home. All right? That takes time. So, somebody has to cook. Somebody has to clean. We all have chores. Okay. But there will be spare time. Now, in that spare time, don't waste it. When that spare time comes, you endeavor for Krishna. Generally, I don't know about here, West Coast, the first thing I ask, how much time you're spending watching ZTV? Well, you guys are advanced, but on the West Coast, people are spending a lot of time watching Indian Bollywood movies and this and that. So the first thing I tell them, turn it off. How much time they're on Facebook. In other words, if we all analyze ourselves, we see that we waste so much time. Remember, last, was it Saturday, Sunday? Avyarta kalatvam. The devotee does not want to waste a single moment. So the first thing you have to analyze in your life is, how much time am I wasting for sense gratification? And the thing with Krishna consciousness is, a little endeavor goes a long way. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. So even, let's just say, somebody says, Prabhu, if I analyze it, maybe I have 10, 15 minutes a day. Good. Utilize that 10, 15 minutes a day for quality hearing and chanting. Before long, you will find a half an hour. You'll find an hour. Krishna wants to see you make that endeavor. Even if it's 5 minutes. All right, 5 minutes. But do it as much as you can every day. That will eventually increase because you'll start to get a higher taste. It's got to start somewhere. Yes. No, that's what they call a cop-out. At this stage, there's nothing within. The only thing within is, how can I enjoy? That's why you have guru. Guru says, stop this, like I was getting on the kid's case. Stop this. In this stage, this coming from within, that's all gobbledygook nonsense. Do the kids want to go to the school? No, they want to stay home and play. Really? Saturday too? Oh, thank you. Nobody comes from within. That's the advanced platform. In the beginning, you need somebody telling you, now it's time to do this. That's why you have a spiritual master who tells you, now you have to do this. That's just an excuse. There's like this other stupid excuse. I've seen this all the time. Prabhu, I'm not going to chant japa because I know all these devotees, they chant 16 rounds, but they're not nice people. So I'm not going to... I get that all the time in the West Coast. That's called cop-out. So my response is, no, you chant 16 rounds and you be the better person. That's just an excuse. Just excuse. We all need pushing. Nobody's on the... That's the advanced platform that someone doesn't need. In the beginning, you need someone on your case to remind you. Next question. Any more questions? Anybody? Yes. Yes, good question. If Krishna made Maya in such a way that it wasn't, we would never want to get out. We'd stay here forever. Krishna makes it that way, so one day we realize, I don't belong here. Yes, that's the dreamland. We think, why doesn't Krishna make it so everything is nice here? Well, he already did. It's called the spiritual world. But we didn't like it there, so we came here. Then we want Krishna to make this place like that place. And Krishna says, well, if you want this place to be like that place, you got to add me. Because without me, this place isn't going to cut it. You want to make this place Vaikuntha? Here it is. It's called ISKCON. ISKCON is that place in the material world where you have the possibility of Vaikuntha in Parsippany or Tuwako, wherever you are. And that is in your hands. That is in your hands. I've been telling you all week long, keep your group sincere, serious, simple, nice. I said at the beginning, don't fight, don't argue. Stay together. Cooperate. Didn't I say at the beginning? You do that, you have the best temple in all of ISKCON. The best. Whether it's big or small, that shouldn't matter. But have a nice Vaikuntha atmosphere. And that's in your hands. You can make this Vaikuntha, or you can make this Narak. Hell. It's all up to you, how you want to do it. And I want to come back, so keep it. All right? What else? Yes, sir. No, my wife would never agree. Because she wants to be near her daughter. That's even more impossibility. But I tell you what. Anything's possible with Krishna. Do you believe that? So you have to pray to Krishna. Pray to Krishna. If you pray, maybe a miracle. There was a miracle. You want to hear about a miracle? Okay. 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, you've heard of the place called Mathura? All right. So the residents of Mathura 5,000 years ago, they went to sleep at night. It's like you're all going to go to sleep, right? So they went to sleep, and when they woke up, they were a few thousand miles on the west coast of India in a new land called Dwaraka. You knew that one? Yes. Krishna created the city of Dwaraka. The residents of Mathura went to sleep, and when they woke up, they were in Dwaraka. Pretty good, huh? Several thousand miles from Mathura. That's the way to go. Then you have to go on an airplane, or they just woke up. Wow, we're in this new. Just like if you become a pure devotee, right? You'll go to sleep, you'll die, and when you wake up, you'll be with Krishna. Pretty cool, huh? That can happen. Because if you die in Krishna consciousness, you wake up, you'll be with Krishna. Who wants that? Jai. Very good. More questions. Are you satisfied with that? Yes, Mataji. How does a demon exist in the first place? Because I can become a demon at any time. Just like, why does someone become a criminal? Free will. Free will. Understanding free will is fundamental to understanding Krishna consciousness. Free will means I have minute independence, not absolute independence. That belongs to Krishna. But we have minute. That minute independence is always there, even in the spiritual world. It's not that because I go back to the spiritual world, I become a robot. Yes, Krishna, I love you. Yes, Krishna, I... No. In the spiritual world, you still have free will. Without free will, there's no such thing as love. Krishna is not interested in robots. Krishna is interested in somebody using their free will and choosing to love him. So, it was that free will that got us here in the first place. It wasn't Maya. Some people say, no, we were in the spiritual world, and by misuse of independence, we were sent here. And we will always have free will, even when we go back. Now the question is, what are you going to do with your free will? The choice, Krishna does not interfere with that free will. He doesn't make you, or you, or any of us. We choose, do I want to serve Krishna, or do I want to imitate him? So, criminal. How does someone become a criminal in the material world? He disobeys the law. When you disobey the law, you become a criminal. How does someone become a demon? Very simple. A person becomes a demon when he stops loving and serving and surrendering to Krishna. Then you become a demon. There are little demons, big demons. And the demon can again become a devotee if he surrenders. And that's what the devotee tries to do. My dear little demon, why don't you stop being a demon and be like me, a blissful devotee? Please take this nice gulab jamun. That's what the devotees are doing. The devotees are going to all the little imitation demons and saying, aren't you tired of being a demon? Aren't you tired of it? I used to be a demon. I was so tired of it. Now become a devotee. You'll be so much more happier. Take this nice samosa. Take this palak paneer. Take this dahi vada. Take this book. Become a devotee. That's why association is so important. Because if I stop associating with devotees, then I'm going to start associating with demons. And sooner or later, my demoniac nature will again pop up. How long would I last if I was to stop associating with devotees and all of a sudden I spend all my time in Las Vegas? How long would I last? Yes, within minutes, fall down. That's why we stay in the association of devotees. Because once you stop associating with devotees, and Lord Chaitanya says this, what is, you've heard of the mad elephant offense? Okay. The mad elephant offense is the offense that destroys your devotional life. And it becomes, as Prabhupada says, it is let loose by associating with non-devotees. That's when the mad elephant is let loose, because a non-devotee blasphemes Guru and Krishna. And once that happens, it's like if an elephant came in this room. Is the elephant going to bow down and offer? What's the elephant going to do? Make a big noise and destroy. If it's a mad elephant, it'll knock the walls down. Everyone will run for their life. So when we associate with non-devotees, the mad elephant is let loose. That's why we stay in the association of devotees. And if you have to, I know you all have jobs, I used to, so you minimize your association with the non-devotees, keep it business, that's it. Then, when the business is done, back home with the devotees. And you come to the temple on the weekends, and you associate with devotees. Or if I come, we do programs all week. Right? Okay, let's take... Yes?
About the free will, the reason why we... On the Nitya Siddha, the world, the spiritual world, how can I understand that they are Nitya Siddha and their free will? How is that do they also fall down?
Okay. When you're in the spiritual world, they don't look at anybody and say, oh, he was once in the material world. We're not going to associate with him. You understand? There's no such distinctions. Prabhupada says, once you go back to Godhead, you're Nitya Siddha. In other words, you're here in the material world, right? When you make it back, you're now Nitya Siddha. You understand what I'm saying? Prabhupada explains like that. Once you go back, you are now Nitya Siddha. So this whole question about, don't get involved in that. It's not important. Okay? Understand this. You were there, you're here. Do you want to stay here or go back? What do you want? All right. End of discussion. Now chant Hare Krishna. Okay? Yes. First of all, when a devotee is glorified, he never thinks, ah, they have recognized my true nature. Now they see how great I am. The great Nirantara. Bow down. No. The devotee thinks, I am such a nonsense, but Krishna is so kind. So the devotee gives all the credit to Guru and Krishna. We saw Prabhupada like that. We glorified Prabhupada. We worshipped him. Prabhupada remained meek and humble. And he always used to give the credit to his spiritual master and Krishna, not himself. That's where the trouble becomes. Nobody will get envious if you remain meek and humble. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, wear it around your neck for constant remembrance. And in ISKCON, whatever you may be, you fall down from a big position as soon as you think, ah, I have done this. Rather than just see how Krishna has empowered me. Just see how my spiritual master has blessed me. I owe it all to Guru and Krishna. But as soon as I think, boom, immediately you fall down. Immediately. Therefore, this third Shikshastakan verse of Lord Chaitanya is essential, essential, essential. How many of you chant Shikshastakan prayers every day? Don't stop. And especially number three. Trinadapi sunichena tarad iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That's the key. That is the key. You always be that, you will always be successful. So you'll handle it and everyone will see. You keep yourself meek and humble, people will begin to get envious once you start to think it's all I did. No. Keep yourself meek and humble, you'll be fine. Okay? Anything else? Should we? Yes, Prabhu. So you're saying that if somebody asks you to do service and you don't take it, you're talking about if a devotee or the temple asks you to do something and you don't do it. Is that what you're referring to? Okay. Not necessarily an offense. Not necessarily. Sometimes devotees or the temple may not know your particular situation. And for whatever reason, you may not be able to do the particular service you're being asked. Okay? That's not an offense. Here's how to handle that situation. If you're being asked to do something, but for whatever reason you can't do it, you fold your hands and you tell Prabhu, please forgive me, but I'm not capable of doing this service at this time. Please forgive me. Then you're covered. Okay? If you can do the service, do it. But if you can't, it's all right. You always, if you're meek and humble, you can handle any situation. Say your spiritual master one day asks you to do something, but for whatever reason you can't. If you respond in the way I'm saying, dear Guru Dev, please forgive me, but I am not able to do that at this time, you will be fine. Okay? Does it make sense? Always, in every situation, remain meek and humble. Whether you have to say yes or you say no, if you have that meek and humble attitude, you will sail through this titanic ocean of material existence. You'll sail through. And I am now putting it out there. All of you, if you need help, advice, counseling, a shoulder to cry on, you can email me. I'll be glad to help you free of charge. That's my service. Over the years, many people have asked me to initiate them. And I've said from the beginning, no. But I do act as shiksha or advising spiritual master for many people around the world. And since you're my favorite temple, you're all invited to take advantage of me. So if you need any time, didn't I say that to you today, Max? Right? I said, you need help, advice, problems, marriage counseling, children counseling. Yes, call me or write me an email. I'll try to help. I can't guarantee anything, but something's better than nothing. And it's free. Why not take it? Anything else? Yes, sir. Yes. No taxes. No politicians. No smog. It is the ideal existence. There's no jealousy, no envy. Everyone cooperates. And everyone agrees that God is the center and we are all meant to serve and love Him. There is no disagreement. Everybody's on the same page. You don't die. You don't get old. There's no difference between past, present, and future. Only now. And your happiness is increasing at every moment. Every moment. You don't get sick. You don't have rotten neighbors. You don't get old. You don't lose your teeth. You're happy. And you don't work. There's no work. Even you work, it's play. There's no talking, it's singing. There's no walking, it's dancing. Do you want to go? Jai. Stay in this train we're on. This train is leaving in a few seconds. Yes, that is Vaikuntha. The place where there is no anxiety. You're too young to know what the word anxiety is. But ask your dad. He knows all about it. Having you is anxiety. Anything else? All right. No more questions? Should I sing a song to end the night? Should I do a new song or one of my old classics? New classic. Very clever. He says new classic. Okay. I heard it, you know. Hold on. I got to figure something out here. I got to find some. Everyone chant japa. All right, I'm going to do two songs and two songs only. Okay, now listen. This first song, no instruments, it's a solo. It's a description of Vaikuntha. I will tell you the story of this song. When I first got married, it was 1980, and I told my wife, if you're going to be married to me, then you have to learn how to write songs. And she said, write songs? I don't know anything about songs. And I said, that's all right. Just write a poem, and I'll put it to music. So she went to her, wherever she went, and she wrote this poem. And this was the first song that she and I wrote together. And it's still one of my best. So no instruments. This is a solo. Can we dim the lights a little bit to get some ambiance? That's perfect. Oh, now I feel like I'm in Greenwich Village again. Shh. Pay attention. This is a special moment. On the bank of the Yamuna River, where the lotus flowers grow, lives a transcendental cowherd boy. Very few people know. What's his name? What's another name he has? He plays all day with his cows and friends in a transcendental land. For them the pleasure never ends. Picture it if you can. If you would like to go there, where life is really free, take my hand, I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me. Help me sing it now, everybody. Take my hand and I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me. One more time. Take my hand, I'll bring you there. Prabhupada is taking me. He's taking you. He's taking everybody I see. All glories to ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada. So was that a nice description of Vaikuntha? Good. All right. So let's just do one more song. Jeev Jago. But I don't do that on the guitar. I don't do that on the guitar either. My sweet Lord, what is your name? Hari. Oh, well, that was the person who wrote the song, George Harrison. All right, let's do My Sweet Lord. All right, for the kids. Do one for the kids. Okay, now, I only want her playing cartos. Okay? And one drum, you. No, you got the song, you have to sit and listen. But the rest of you can clap your hands. Okay? All right, and clap in time. That's important. All right. Yeah, then it ruins the song. And you're the cartel.
My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord.
My Lord, really wanna see you, really wanna be with you, really wanna see you, Lord, but I hope it won't take long. Clap your hands, my sweet Lord. Ooh, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Really wanna know you, really wanna go with you, really wanna show you, Lord, and I hope it won't take long. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord. Really wanna serve you. Turn the lights off. Serve you. Really want to serve you, Lord. And I hope it won't take long. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. Clap your hands. My sweet Lord. My sweet Lord. Now I want everyone to start chanting. Hare Krishna. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord, my sweet Lord, Hare, my sweet Lord, my Lord, Rama, my sweet Lord. Keep going. You can call him Allah. You can call him Buddha. You can call him Jehovah. Call him Adonai. Yes, okay. Why, you can even say Jesus. Sweet Lord of Jesus. Say any name of the Lord. It's all the same to me. My sweet Lord. My sweet Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord. Is everything okay? Now, can I do one more?
Yes.
But no drums, no instruments. You just, as we say in Spanish, escuche. Listen. See, I'm trying to learn Spanish little by little so that when I go back to Chile next year, I can habla español in the Bhagavad Gita. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Muy bien usted? Ah, bueno. Bueno, bueno. All right, now. Uh-oh. No, I don't want that. Don't stop streaming. Okay, sit properly. Go back where you belong. All right, why did the... All right. Now, something's got... Okay, everybody has to chant Japa because my computer fell into Maya. Everybody chant Japa. Keep going. Do you play drums during Japa? We don't play drums in Japa. Keep going. It's going to take a few seconds. All right, we got that. Keep going. One more time. We have 18 devotees online from around the world. All right. Now, let me, that would be good if I had the right channel. All right. Where am I? Here we go. All right, good. So this is a special song. And here we go. Good. And some of you... Well, I'll just play the song. Some of you, especially the older devotees who have been in ISKCON for longer, you probably will be able to identify with the words to this song. All right, let's get... What is what? What, this? That's called a capo. It allows me to play in different keys with ease, if you please. So no instruments, and keep the lights light. This is perfect. We have ambiance. No. Then it becomes tamagun. No, it's fine. Chill out. Take a deep breath. Chant Hare Krishna.
Once upon a time, there was a temple where we used to chant a round or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours and dreamed of all the preaching we would do. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Yeah, we'd sing and preach forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose. For we were pure and sure to have our way.
All right, take a break. Take a deep breath and say, oh.
Then the busy years went rushing by us. We lost our starry notions long the way.
Not yet.
And if by chance I'd see you in the temple, we'd smile at one another and we'd say,
Hari Bol Bhakta Max, how you doing?
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and preach forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose. For we were pure and sure to have our way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare.
Oh.
Just tonight I stood before the temple. Nothing seemed the way it used to be. In the glass I saw a strange reflection.
Oh my God.
Was that toothless person
really me? Oh God.
Roar, 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 my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and preach forever and a day. We live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose, for we were pure and sure to have our way.
Shh. Everybody go. Shh.
Through the door there came familiar preaching.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I saw your face and heard you call my name. Haribo Prabhu, it's been a long time. Oh, my friend, we're older but no wiser. For in our hearts, the weeds are still the same. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and preach forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose. For we were pure and sure to have our way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
I don't hear you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Bhakeva Lam. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki. So, no, that's it. Nope, nope, I did more than I should have. So, let's all fold our hands over our hearts. And let's say goodnight to the 17 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol. And let us offer our respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha, kripa sindubhyayevacha, patitanang pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. And now it's time to nicely pay your obeisances and go take prasadam, and then you go to sleep and be good little boys and girls and big little boys and girls. Yes, Madhav? Ramachandra? We have some announcements.